6 years ago, the president of Vermont's Bennington College abolished its tenure system. A third of the faculty was fired. This spring, there's been another round of firings and resignations at Bennington, once again focusing attention on the issues of tenure and academic freedom. Allison Freeland of Vermont Public Radio reports.
The Bennington campus covers 550 acres of Vermont's Green Mountains and has about the same number of students. The private college is known for the famous writers and artists on the faculty and the quirky brilliance of its student body. Since the tenure system was abolished, professors work under 3 to 5 year contracts. This year, college president Elizabeth Coleman decided not to rehire several teachers, even though they'd been approved by a peer review committee. A professor and 2 college trustees resigned in protest. And after a philosophy professor vilified Coleman to the press, he was fired midterm. Tony E. Pryle is one of the teachers whose contract wasn't renewed. He says the college still hasn't resolved the conflict between the administration and faculty from 6 years ago.
I think we're at a watershed in the future of the college as to how it handles the current upset and crisis, because it has to find a way to be more openly fair in the personnel decisions. Not having power invested entirely in one person, the president.
The administration attributes the recent firings to either the professor's failure to perform or to a change in vision for their department. Bennington students seem torn. They're loyal to their college, where teachers are more like personal mentors. On the other hand, they're concerned about what the controversy might do to the value of their degree. Pamela Wilson is a Bennington junior.
It's disappointing that while there's this wonderful community of people who are here working, on the flip side of it, there's this administration, which is basically represented by 1 or 2 personalities that are constantly embroiled in some sort of controversy.
At the heart of the controversy is the notion of academic freedom, a teacher's right to speak what he or she believes without fear. Tenure gives professors who've met certain requirements permanent job security, and it's designed to allow academic freedom to flourish. Scott Jasek, editor of the Chronicle of Higher Education, says the Bennington situation reflects a trend. He says other campuses are also questioning the role of tenure.
The Bennington situation isn't exactly the way it is at other places, but I think a lot of faculty members elsewhere are looking at it and saying, well, if the Bennington president wins, does this mean that other presidents with a different agenda will be able to do what they want about tenure or faculty appointments?
Concern over Bennington's situation even led to a protest by professors from other universities. It was the first demonstration in the history of the American Association of University Professors. Just before they marched on the college, the association's general secretary, Mary Brigan, said they came here to call attention to what happens when faculty voices are silenced.
Our real push is for academic freedom. We don't see how you can have it for people if their jobs are always under fire and if they feel that they cannot speak freely without taking a risk at their livelihood.
So, earlier this month, a band of professors marched to the College Green to deliver a petition to President Coleman. Coleman had written to the students ahead of time, urging them to show the protesters the real spirit of Bennington. The marching professors were greeted by dancing students in various stages of dress and undress. President Coleman wore a button reading, "Have you hugged a college president today?" and said she wished the protesters would just let Bennington be Bennington.
There is real nervousness that the flourishing of this college in the last 6 years is a real challenge to some of the assumptions that are very important for the AUP. They are charged that any institution that does not have tenure is doomed in one way or another is absolutely false, not just for Bennington.
The demonstrators delivered their petition calling for the restoration of faculty rights, and President Coleman accepted it without comment. Any meaningful exchange of words was drowned out by students chanting and banging on instruments. Professor Joe Fahey had driven to Bennington from Manhattan College.
The students have more academic freedom, a free speech, than the professors do here at the college. Where are the professors demonstrating? It's all students. So.
Indeed, most current Bennington professors were either absent from the event or standing quietly to the side. At a debate later in the day, one current professor praised Coleman's courage. None spoke out against her. In 3 weeks, students will head home for the summer, not entirely sure what they'll find when they return next fall. For National Public Radio, I'm Allison Freeland in Bennington, Vermont.